we are organizing our local chapters, really. We started with meetings of the governing board of the movement. We also started the meetings of the board of overseers of the workings of the platform. We have this internal team meeting. The presidency is overseeing everything, internal, external. Now we have the team that is primarily making sure that the office is working as it should be. We have proper support for the people out there in local chapters. We have established a human resources committee that is overseeing the process of finding good people throughout Bosnia and Herzegovina, those who can actually be within the structure of the platform, local organizations, regional organizations, but also who could be candidates for various positions, legislative positions, as we approach local elections in 2 years and general elections in 4 years. So that process of finding people, organizing local chapters, is taking a lot of time, and it is not easy, especially given the fact that we have to figure out how to vet, how to make sure that they are the right people, that they have the not necessary knowledge, that they have the integrity, personal integrity, that their priority is the country, the Bosnia-Herzegovina, not their own self-interest. That's one set of activities, hugely important, but we have to make sure we do it right, because within 6 months, as we promised at the Constitutional Convention, we have to organize regional conventions, six of them within 6 months, so that they can elect their representatives on the governing body and replace the initial ones that we just appointed with the approval of the Constitutional Convention delegates. Second set of activities is this internal organization, and we are trying to hire an executive director who will oversee all of the internal operations. Another set of activities is we are looking for projects that we will basically use to demonstrate who we are and that we can contribute to the community even if and while we are not in power, in terms of political power. In that sense, I had many conversations with the youth organizations, women's organizations who are self-organizing and would like to act within the platform and do good things for their members and improve their condition within the society. There are many people who are calling us, asking for meetings, who would like to join the movement. They would like to contribute. Now, joining is easy. You go online, you fill out an application, you pay or pay not membership dues, it doesn't really matter. It matters to us, but it's not obligatory. But they come here and they want to actually contribute. They are looking for tasks, things to do. And so it is really interesting to see how we manage that process, because we moved into a new space, which is a little bit larger. But now every time you get somebody who can help, you also have to worry about the laptop for that person. and expenses go up. And pretty soon they will expect some kind of monetary reward. And so we are careful. There are many people from other parties who call us who would like to switch over, some high-ranking members of other parties, and we are very careful with those. I know we will get some points in the media by saying, oh, look at that high-profile person switched to our party. But we don't want those. We don't want those who actually participated in creating this bad, this awful system, a political system that we are in. We don't want them to represent us. So we would rather give chance to younger people who have not been part of the process And we need to educate them, give them information about the political process and what each position actually means, what its responsibilities are, and how they can act in the best possible way, how they become candidates and how they behave as candidates. So we're going to create an academy, a platform academy that will teach people about political life, the conduct, the ethics, the goals of the platform, so that when they go out prepared. And if they don't believe in it, don't be here. It's fine, but you're not one of us. But if you're one of us, these are the things you have to do. Now, if you can contribute and make it better, fine. But if we are talking about ethical behavior, you cannot do something else. It's quite this. You cannot be our representative and not know what the duties of a member of the parliament are. You need to know that, because you will be asked in the media by other people about those events. And so we are trying to sort out the financial situation, like always, make sure we have enough money. But the good thing is that there is a tremendous sense of progress. A lot of people think that we are the only hope for change. And there's a lot of interest in the diplomatic corps of many countries in speaking with us. And there are interest in media in what we have to say. And so the sense is that we are up and coming movement or party. And there are a lot of speculations as to who would we join if we had to form a coalition with anybody, who would be joined, which party is the closest to us, and so on. I guess it's a normal process when you have to create a new party or movement. But to me, it is new, except that it is not new dealing with people, organizing a new structure, defining the goals, assigning tasks, and so on.
Well, it's obvious that the message and part of the movement is to get more people involved. That's part of democracy. How is that being accepted by folks who probably have not even seen a process like this in the past?
Yeah, right. In many ways, we are new to the people involved. Everything we do is different. How we talk, what we talk about, how we behave, our goals, the bylaws, the programmatic declaration, everything is different. And in that sense, it is really interesting that people are getting used to the fact, and they expect us to be different. So we have more people, new people, than anybody else. New people who have never been part of any political process, people who have never voted because they never had anybody to vote for, according to them. And that is also part of the excitement. A lot of young people trust us, and I guess it's because of the, for example, if I can speak about myself, coming from the outside, a person who comes from education, the person who is coming with the IT background, obviously not part of this corrupt system, and they really trust me. And in that sense, a greater level of responsibility to bring them into the political system in the best possible way. And that is why we are thinking and planning the academy, the platform academy, so that we help them join them. Movement in the best possible way. There are many older people who come to us and say, yeah, I'm not young, but could you please, can I be a spark too? And even for them, it is also true that they have never volunteered, but they come to us and say, can we volunteer? And so when you go look at our office here, it's a mixture. It's mostly young, but there's some people who retired, but also would like to actually change the country. And it's really cute, actually, really interesting. So all of them are learning how to build something new from scratch And for many people, that's the exciting part. It feels like a startup.
I presume you still have some skeptics. This is too good to be true. It's never been like this. Why is it going to change? And do you even try to focus on those that think that way?
No, and quite frankly, there are much fewer of them than that was the case prior to the election, because you know, quite frankly, I don't have to explain it more. I simply say, okay, you may not believe that we can do something, but let me tell you this. An unknown person shows up 5 months prior to the election, and without political or party infrastructure behind him, without the financial means without him, and against all the media that blocked access, his access to the, at least the state-owned media that have to give access to all the candidates. Without all of that, he and they ended up with, we ended up with 10% of the votes. Given the fact that there was 35 to 40% stolen votes, and as I explained this, a third candidate that people not voting for me because they wanted to vote against somebody else, people who didn't believe we can win, the blockade, blocked access to the media. We have got 10%, and all the experts are saying, well, that means your population is probably supporters is about 20%. So I can claim after 5 months, and nobody got 20% of the votes. The winner got 33-34% of the votes. Now, I say, can you imagine what we can do in 4 years? And in 2 years at the local election and 4 years at the general election, I think you should be worried about us. So that's my answer, and nobody's actually disputing that. So I am not hearing anymore, or at least not to my face, that you cannot do anymore anything. I just see people who are recognizing me more and more in the street, people who congratulate me, give me thumbs up when I walk the street, when I go into studios, camera people and those receptionists and say, hey, the people who interview me after the interview would say, we are with you. I know for a fact that people from the media, those who are independent media, they tell me that I am their favorite person, and they are the news media. They understand the news people. They understand news. So I think it's not anymore that we don't believe he can or they can do it. I think they're trying to figure out now how they can join us, how they can be part of it, or maybe how they can take this into a different direction. But there's more about what do we do with this than can they do much.
And in terms, and I'll throw you in the mix in this as well, but and we've spoken about this a little bit as things progress, but I would presume there is growing excitement from yourself and those within the movement to see these building blocks start to form and the realization of the things that are happening and that need to happen.
Very good question, and that is something that I sort of expected, but I didn't see it's going to come with this intensity. There are a lot of people, especially young people, who are saying, give us directions and tasks to do. They are impatient. They want to start building the country now. Whereas we, as a movement, as a political organization, have to build the blocks, establish the local organization, find the people. We know programmatically what we need to do, but at the same time, we have to have the people to actually do it with. So we can move faster by taking anybody who says, I want to participate, and try to organize them. And then we're going to have some people from other parties who would like to derail the process. We're going to have those who are there for themselves, and we talk against or about those people or against them. And so we are taking the time to do it the right way. We have a tremendous support base that the young part of that are getting impatient. They would like to start right away. And I hope that within 6 months, when we organize all regional conventions, that people will see that it is shaping up as something that's really meaningful and that we know what you're doing. And of course, these projects will be important. I have people now who heard me talk about the projects, and they come with ideas, serious ideas, about industrial efforts, honey, agriculture, IT. Those are all the ones that require investments, and they think I can actually get American money to invest in those things. Whereas what I was looking for were ideas for almost like citizen scientist projects or projects where young people can actually do through the physical work, help out the environment in which they act, mm-hmm. or help those who are in need, or something like that. That things that don't require huge investments, because if you rely on those, we will not start anytime soon. So building blocks have been put in place, but we are facing a lot of impatient people who got inspired by the message and would like to act now.
Because the momentum is picking up for the platform and the movement, what kind of response are you getting, other than folks that support you? I mean, are you getting any pushback from the nationalist parties right now, too early in the process? How is that happening?
Yeah, right now the situation is such that everybody is too busy with the process of forming the government. You know, in a country where nobody won with an absolute majority, they have to form alliances with other parties in order to have enough seats in the parliament, above 51%, in order to form the government, meaning appointing ministers and the prime minister and so on. Because of that, and because we are not part of that process, I actually made a mistake, or did not expect that it's going to be so successful in some sense. I didn't have anybody else on the list, only myself and an independent candidate. I could have had 20, 30 other people for the national parliament. And based just the number of votes that I got, we could have a couple of people in the national parliament out of 45, 50 seats, which is interesting. We would be at this point part of conversations about forming the government. But at the same time, it's for the good, because I'm not sure I want to be part of that, because that's the business as usual. And so right now they're actually letting us just be, because they are too busy with those other things. We'll see once that it gets established how they will treat us. But people in the street treat us really, really well.
And you mentioned a couple of times this morning, at least exploring the possibilities of collaborating with another party or something like that. How serious are those conversations? I mean, I just, based on you and I speaking, I don't think that's your number one priority, but you've got to at least listen.
Yeah, there are a lot of phone calls from people not directly coming from other parties, but people somehow affiliated with the parties, to tell me, to feel that they're, are you interested in this? Would you be interested in this? And I tell them, I'm really not particularly looking forward to any of those positions. I have a task, we have a mission, we know what we need to accomplish. Should something pop up that is, there could be a good platform for me to show what we can actually do, how different thinking can help, I would consider it, but really not too eager. I have not received any of the calls. I know that the people from the cabinet of the Croat member of the presidency has inquired, contact me to see If I'm interested in conversation with a member of the presidency, for sure, I mean, we could talk about anything. I don't know what about, but we could certainly talk. What I've didn't mention thus far, but I would like to mention it now, is that one more thing that I did not expect that would happen is actually happening, which is the name of the movement is actually catching on. I never expected it to be anything big to any people, to anybody, in terms of, it's not like Democratic Party, Republican Party, it's a platform, of progress. But people actually catching on, because they talk about the platform, because it's a movement, as a space of the dialogue of ideas, arguments, conversations, where every voice is welcome. And in that sense, this platform is really interesting. So, and the progress is movement for the better. So they always talk about the progress, they immediately talk about us. And we don't want to tell them it's PFP or PZP in Bosnian. Sounds bad. We just call it the platform. That's our short. It's not DP, Democratic Party or Republic. It's a platform. And also, when we never realized, and somebody told me, in a negative context, one of the supporters said, Mirsad, why did you pick the name Platform for Progress? Don't you realize that neither word, neither platform nor progress is a Bosnian word? They are foreign words that we adopted, English words. And at the first moment, I thought, wow, this is really true. Actually, it's not a good thing. Then I said, wait a sec, it's a great thing, because I don't have to translate it. I say it in Bosnian, I say it in English, everybody knows what it is, it's universal, it's fine, perhaps that's a good idea. So, we are sticking with it.